The pandemic has left a lasting imprint on all of us, including young people. They've missed milestone events and social time with peers. Many have faced isolation and the loss of loved ones. This week, we're looking at youth mental health in our series called Pandemic Generation. This morning, we explore how the pandemic contributed to an increase in kids thinking about suicide. WBUR's Lynn Joliker introduces us to a teen from Central Massachusetts who tried to take her life and then found a way to envision her future.
Marie says when schools first shut down last year, she saw it as an extended vacation. She didn't like school much, but she started to feel like she couldn't breathe, cooped up with her parents and four siblings at home in Worcester County.
The longer the lockdown got, it wasn't just like the doors, like the physical doors. It felt like there were doors like around me closing off.
Marie was 16 at the time and already struggling with depression. We're using her middle name and we're not naming her mother. The family fears her story being public could hurt her future career. Marie says the pandemic made it seem as if the world was falling apart, and she was too.
I was just in myself all the time, and it showed because I like my ability to like be around people and interact with people got so much worse. Like, I've always had social anxiety, but this was to the point where, like, I couldn't be around people and not lose it or just break down and cry.
It got tough to communicate with friends. She lashed out at the one close friend she had. The relationship ended.
Losing her made it feel a lot worse. And the depression I got set into due to COVID made me so aggressive towards other people.
Some of the things that she came out with, I couldn't believe that she would even vocalize those things. They were so mean, so mean.
This is Marie's mother. She picked a park near their house for us to meet. She says life at home was worse than at any point since her daughter's mental illness had emerged. There had been a suicide attempt in 2016 and some impulsive, dangerous episodes. But now, Marie's depression and anger were hurting the whole family.
My four-year-old had to learn a whole new sister. She went from someone who was really a companion and someone who helped him and took care of him to someone that he couldn't count on or turn to. And so he kind of lost that relationship. I feel bad for him.
Marie did too. She says she didn't want to hurt other people anymore. In September, she tried to take her own life. She regretted it immediately and told her mom she needed to go to the hospital.
I remember being in the ambulance and the EMT just held my hand and told me how much I mattered to someone and that they would never want me to die. And it felt like the one thing I needed to hear to just keep going until I could get the help, the medical help that I needed.
She spent most of the next 3 months in psychiatric hospitals. Inside, it was hard to escape the stress of the pandemic. At one point, she says, a staffer tested positive for the coronavirus, and she and other patients had to quarantine in their rooms.
One of the roommates I had was so horribly affected by depression that she was crying when she found out we were locked down in our room because she was afraid if she did something to herself, no one was going to be able to find her and help her. I used to lay awake at night listening to her breathe to make sure something didn't happen.
Cases like Marie's have become more prevalent in the last year. Some children's hospitals have documented big increases in kids who need help for suicidal thoughts and behaviors. Franciscan Children's in Brighton says before the pandemic, slightly more than half of its patients, on average, reported attempting suicide in the prior month. In the pandemic, that jumped to three-quarters of patients. Suicide deaths among youth in 2020 stayed in line with recent years' trends in Massachusetts, according to state data. But the State Department of Public Health says in March of this year, Massachusetts hit a new peak in girls and young women coming to hospital emergency rooms because of suicide attempts or suicidal thoughts.
So this is the Adolescent Assessment Unit in Cambridge Hospital.
Cambridge Health Alliance is one provider that takes care of kids in crisis. Attending child and adolescent psychiatrist Dr. Meredith Gantzner says over the last year, demand for treatment went way up.
We always have had issues with getting children into beds, like in some sort of expedient fashion. But then when the pandemic hit, it was obvious that that became notably worse.
And some kids ended up having to stay in the hospital longer than expected to be safe because everything else was shut down and their parents had to work.
I had one child who I really wanted to send her home, and there was no way that she'd be able to be home supervised. And her school didn't have any sort of hybrid option, even though she was a child with significant psychiatric illness. There's no way I could let a child who could become suicidal so quickly to just go be at home by herself, left to her own devices. Her poor mother was just completely stuck.
Gansner says if the state ever shuts down again, certain services, from schools to mental health day programs to in-home therapy, should be viewed as essential and remain open in person for high-risk kids. Psychiatrist Nick Carson directs pediatric outpatient services at Cambridge Health Alliance. He and other clinicians teamed up to see patients virtually and help them develop safety plans for when they were suicidal.
You know, what can you do in the moment to stay safe? Who can you talk to? Friends, parents, trusted professionals. And that can be tough because often they say, no one, I don't have anyone. And if all that fails, what emergency room are you going to go to? And, you know, we just can't avoid that in many cases.
Marie hopes to avoid hospitals altogether now. She was discharged in December and she struggled. The pandemic was still swirling and the world still felt out of control. Marie developed an eating disorder. But something else happened. She dove into her schoolwork and realized she liked school.
And it was something I could control, and it was something that would make me feel good. It could distract me from the world around me that I had high honors in all of my classes. And I would bury myself in work to keep my mind off of depression and COVID.
That newfound success in school and a TV-inspired fascination with the CIA led her to research colleges and careers. She started to dream about a future she never thought was possible. But she realized it couldn't happen if she were sick and hospitalized all the time. She went back to eating normally. She even bugs her mom to take her out for ice cream.
Making a good case for yourself?
Yeah, I've been practicing it all day.
Marie believes planning for her future can help rewire her brain. She also takes a new medication that tamps down her impulsiveness. She knows her depression might always trigger thoughts of dying, but
I don't have to listen to suicidal thoughts. And that's what saves me, like, every day, is knowing I don't have to listen to them anymore.
She says the part of her that wants to live has won. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.